This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Khalil, as you guys know, is just what a pro. Done everything exactly the right way. And he's one of those guys, he doesn't say much. He just lets his play speak for itself. Mm-hmm. And a highly respected guy in our locker room. And that's what you want to do. You want to reward the guys that are like, you know, Khalil. That I think you'd have a hard time finding someone to say a bad word about Khalil Shakir, what he's brought to our team the last 3 years and what we'll count on him to bring, you know, for years to come.
Brandon Bean earlier today from Indianapolis. That, an interview on the show that precedes ours. One, Bills Live. He also did a press conference. Sal Capaccio was a part of that, and Sal will join us in half an hour. 803-0550, Shakir. I just think it's kind of what tends to happen, but you sort of sit with it in the moment, and then the years go by and the rankings change as other guys come in over the top and get paid. It sounds like the NFL and, you know, actually hockey too, in its on its level, are about to really pop when it comes to the cap.
That's right. Yeah.
It's been announced.
It's the kind of thing that we just sort of sleep through in Buffalo now as hockey fans because the Sabres aren't even spending to the cap now and haven't for quite a few years. But yeah, there's a significant jump coming in that sports cap too. And of course, football is, you know, the king of all. So, you know, that is expected to go. It's only 22 to 26 million up this year, I think, was the reporting last week, early last week. But after that, once all the streaming stuff like really takes hold, I think the league has been, you know, and look, we can all object to having to go get all these different platforms or feeling the need to go out to watch because I don't want to pay for that one on top of that one and that one and that one. But like Netflix is in the game, Amazon is in the game, Peacock is in the game, so you know. That is only going to bring forth more revenue for the league, which will result in the cap going, I think, astronomically up in the next few years.
There's a measuring change happening, too. Like, viewers who are streaming were, like, not counted traditionally. So ratings would exclude them, or at least used to or mostly did, would exclude them. And that doesn't really make sense anymore, right? I mean,
because so many people are doing it.
Yeah. So many people are doing it, and viewing habits and everything else have changed so much. So why shouldn't YouTube TV count? Why shouldn't all the other, you know, audiences be counted? Which is just, you know, huge for the league. That ad revenue, I say this like a layman, like I know, but the ad revenue is based on those other ratings. That's how our business works. You know, so everybody now has to get more creative, and there's the, you know, we're on YouTube and the app and everything like that. So football, just media in general, Nielsen, going to count all these people, and they should, and that's great for the NFL. Because we have these, I mean, raise your hand. We have these subscriptions because of sports or even just because of the NFL. In my case, Peacock, yes, and I kept it. Because I liked the SNL stuff for the last month, and I've loved watching that. And what am I watching there now? Something else. But yeah, Peacock is, it started with football. It started with Kansas City, Miami in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have it. Went away, went back. Prime, my wife has for some reason. So we have Prime. So that worked out for me on Thursday nights.
I think we get Prime because my wife is such a great customer.
Shipping.
I think is what, yeah. I mean, we get that. That is, I think, rolled in with you know. So I'm sure there's something that is being paid, but I have no idea. I never had to go find. That just started showing up in my house. Prime.
I don't want to do without Thursday nights.
No, me either.
I mean, one game a year, like Netflix or something, fine. But,
right.
You know, Thursday night, I want that.
And that's one we've always had in our, like, Netflix is like the OG of all this. And at least for me, anyway. And I think, you know, one of the very first streaming platforms. And, like, that's not going anywhere.
I have Netflix, but I don't really want to have it. And same thing. Like, I got it along when it was DVDs. Netflix, remember that?
Yes. You
send in the movie and get another one. I mean, I go back with Netflix to that. Was that 20 years ago? 10? Whatever that was. More than 10, probably. That's the one, like, it's always getting more expensive. And my problem detaching from it, though, is every time I look at it, there's some documentary that I can't miss. So I like the content. I don't watch any of the shows, really, that I know of. Who knows? Now I'm watching Severance on Apple because my son got a phone, and the phone got him Apple.
There you go.
So, like, let's use it. So
right.
Now I'm watching. I'm listening to Severance podcasts. I don't know. Like, it's got to break.
Sure,
but I'm going to break.
But I don't know. I don't know when and where. You know, like, I've resisted Peacock. I don't. I got it for that one playoff game, and then I don't know. Were the Bills?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Those Chargers.
But I didn't need it for that because
right.
it was a Bills game. So I got out it. I got away with it last year, I think. And then this year, I don't know.
Christmas.
What, yeah.
Well, that was Netflix.
That was Netflix. Yeah. I'm trying to think like what I think I went out. Yeah, there was a game. Maybe Thanksgiving weekend was a peak. I went out
Black Friday
to watch. Yeah, I went out to watch the Peacock game this year. So I never
I don't
re-upped
even know
on
if that's
that
right.
Anyway,
one of them.
Yeah,
one of them was Peacock.
Yeah.
Which I like Peacock, but I mean, it's killing me. Plus, I have the Fubo, so I can watch soccer and Top Chef.
And the rest of the football.
Sundays.
That's the rest
good
of
point.
The, that's the
sports.
Rest of the football. Right.
And the Sabres, you know.
Right. That's really the sole purpose of Fubo. Is that.
Just exhausting to even.
Yeah, I know. You see those ads for the apps that will sort of collect all of the things that you're paying for that you may have lost track of.
Yes.
I'm.
Did you do that?
No. I'm as scared of doing that
I know.
As I ever would be to sit down and total up all the money we spent on goalie equipment about an 8-year run when Owen was a goalie, and then he got good enough that it was like, okay, we got to get the stuff, you know, like the helmet's $1,000. Okay. And I've never wanted to tally that up because I just think it will hurt.
The clinics.
Yeah, just all the
travel,
stuff.
The special order pads because he's 6'10". Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't. On your behalf, I don't want to know.
I'm sure the streaming stuff is not as egregious as that, but it's the same concept. Like, I'd rather not know.
I'm telling you, I'm always tempted by that ad. The app that's going to count up your subscriptions.
You know what I'm worried about is I'm going to pay for that. Purge everything, but then like
then you're gonna owe them.
I'm gonna owe them. That's gonna be. I'm gonna need an app to tell me about that I'm paying for their app.
Yeah, well, that's right.
It's never ending.
It's never ending.
That's how they get you.
I want that app, and I don't for the reasons you said, because I bet I have 10 times more subscriptions than or 5 times more than I think. Just like the people in the commercial, like the actors.
Right.
There is one that I got billed for the other day from Google, and nowhere in the receipt does it say what it's for.
Love that.
So I felt like I was 90 when I hit like the help button, and like an email to Google or whoever, PayPal, whoever I'm sending it to.
Yep.
Hey, can you tell, you know,
what was this
excuse
for?
Excuse me. what is this? No response.
Right.
So I think I just have to cancel that on principle. And then, oh, I don't have this anymore. That must have been it.
Yeah, right. We had that in
Disney.
Here.
Disney?
I went. Yeah,
you have Disney?
I have that with the. Yeah,
we have Disney.
With the ESPN Plus, I think, is one bundle.
For my daughter, Disney Plus. And as it happens, last night, she wanted to watch one of the Mighty Ducks series.
Mm-hmm.
There's like Mighty Ducks, all kinds of Mighty Ducks content. Do you ever see it? I never saw it.
I never saw any of the movies, no.
I mean, you've got the Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Okay.
So she goes to one and another. My wife goes to, can't find it. Just go to my, look, this won't be hard. Just search it. Just like, hello, phone, where is Mighty Ducks Game Changers? Like Disney Plus. Great. Look how easy that was. Go to Disney Plus, not there.
Mm.
Only the trailer.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All the other Mighty Ducks things are there. The show has never sounded older.
Yeah,
the show has.
I know.
The best. Now I'm going to get defensive. Just point out that my daughter is 13. All right. I mean, I can't be that old. I'm not Larry King. My now the show really sounds old. Who's that? Who's Larry King?
Is it time? 803. Is it time for a break?
These are my 2 cents.
Good Lord. I can see the dot dot dots at the end of every sentence you're saying.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm just making it worse.
Brown is the best mustard.
Because that was in the newspaper when he would write these thoughts and like everything had a dot. Brown is the best mustard.
Brown is the best mustard.
Dot, dot, dot. Oh, my God. Oh.
I say OJ didn't do it, but he may have.
Dot, dot, dot.
No matter what anybody thinks, Charlton Heston could act. It's not the sexiest, but once in a while, water really hits the spot.
I don't care what anybody says. Nothing beats a good hot dog.
Right. Oh, okay. Khalil Shakir. Sal coming up from...
To save us from ourselves.
What would Larry King have thought of Khalil Shakir?
You'd probably think he was fine.
Fine.
Dot, dot, dot.
He was right a lot. Sal coming up at 4. This is WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.